Do you want to hear a ghost story? Let's enter the swinging doors of the Hotel Boulderado, Boulder's grandest historic lodging, replete with old-world elegance and timeless grace. It's a place of sophistication, the choice for weddings and anniversaries and all sorts of family get-togethers. But for nearly 100 years, there have been rumors of whispers heard in empty hallways, unexplained shadows, mysterious visions. Ever since a ghastly suicide occurred there, on the second floor in 1924, spirits seem to be looking on. It was a warm evening in July when, unbeknownst to the proprietors of the hotel, Lou Pfeiffer and his wife Mary Ellen checked in after a train ride from Denver. Lou Pfeiffer looked just like anyone else checking in that afternoon, but the truth was, Lou was out of work and suffering from chronic and likely fatal kidney disease. It was later determined the middle-aged married couple had registered under fictitious names. Why? Well, they had made a suicide pact and chosen the Boulderado as their place to die. But even as they registered, Lou was a step ahead of Mary Ellen in carrying out his plan. While she took a bath, he swallowed a handful of barbiturates, soaked some towels with chloroform, placed them on his face, and lay down on the bed. When Mary Ellen came out of the bathroom, she found her husband dead. Taking up her own dose of chloroform, Mary Ellen followed her husband's example and prepared to die. The chloroform soaked towels across her face. She lost consciousness. But Mary Ellen was a tougher cookie than Lou and didn't die. Instead, she woke up later with a raging headache and burns on her face, neck, and back. But not to be deterred from their pact, Mary Ellen rushed out to a pharmacy after carefully placing a note on the door that read, "Don't disturb, sick man in room." Once at the druggist, she asked for a pound of chloroform, but was sold only 4 ounces. She returned to her hotel room at the Boulderado, again ready to join Lou in eternal rest. But for a second time, efforts to kill herself failed. Yet a third time, Mary Ellen walked to the pharmacist's shop for chloroform, but this time the druggist was wary and turned her down. Back she trudged to the hotel with a heavy heart, left her dead husband on the bed in the hotel room, and fled back to Denver on the train. Well, naturally, she was eventually found in a Denver hospital. She told authorities, "We were just two unlucky people who had grown tired of living." Oh no, don't ask that. Don't ask me to tell you the room number at the Hotel Boulderado, where all this occurred nearly 100 years ago. The guests say in that room, you can hear a woman's voice calling and calling. White ghostly apparitions cross in front of the mirror on the dresser. Unexplained shadows, whispers in empty hallways, and always the sense of being followed. I'm Roz Brown. Happy hauntings.